Good morning, everybody. Thank you for chairperson. Distinguished guests and participants, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to express my deep appreciation to His Excellency, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, the Director General of FAO, and the Secretariat for the organization of the 38th Conference. I'm truly honored to have this opportunity to have delivered our contribution to the global food security and our vision on agriculture. We have been observing the food price volatility in recent years. Even now, international food prices remain above historical averages. At the ministerial meeting on food price volatility held at the FAO headquarters last October, Japan expressed that we should avoid the impact on the most vulnerable people. We have been emphasizing that in order to ensure food security, each country is expected to increase sustainable agricultural production and productivity. Concerning the diversity of the environmental conditions worldwide and multiple rules of agriculture. To increase agricultural production and productivity, it is extremely important that agricultural investments should be conducted in a manner that harmonizes the benefits of receiving countries, local communities, including smallholders and investors. With this belief, Japan has promoted the concept of responsible agricultural investment since 2009. Japan intends to continue actively contributing to the CEF's consultative process to develop principles for responsible agricultural investments. As a part of our contributions, Japan will financially support a forward-looking research and analysis program for responsible agricultural investments, as well as the implementation of voluntary guidance on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fisheries, and forests in the context of national food security, both of which will be conducted by FAO and other relevant international organizations. In addition, transparency of the markets should be enhanced by sharing timely and accurate agricultural information. Such aims, which was agreed at the meeting of G20 agriculture ministers. Based on these viewpoints and promoting these initiatives, Japan would like to continue our utmost contribution to achieve the global food security. From this point of view, I would like to introduce the outcome of the 5th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, namely TICAD 5, that marks the 20th anniversary this year. TICAD 5 has just been held in Yokohama, Japan, at the beginning of June, with the representatives of the heads of the state and ministers of 55 African countries, as well as the heads and other representatives of various international organizations, including His Excellency Dr. Graziano, the Director General of FAO himself. Taking that opportunity, Prime Minister Abe announced that Japan would support African growth through public and private means of 3.2 trillion yen, or approximately $32 billion, over the next 5 years. Agricultural development has been one of the TICAD key themes, as it is indispensable for economic growth and food security in Africa. TICAD 5 has also identified farmers as main players of the economy. The conference reached the consensus to sustainably increase food production and productivity, as well as to expand agriculture and agribusiness with a view of generating employment, increasing rural incomes, and improving livelihood of women and smallholders. And also, TICAD 5, the official site event on the responsible agricultural investments, was held with the presence of the Director General of FAO. In considering the further vision on agriculture in respective countries, We cannot disregard the coexistence of various types of agriculture and multiple roles the agriculture plays. Based on the point of view, last month we have hosted the International Forum on Globally Important Agricultural Heritage Systems, namely GIS, in cooperation with FAO. This international partnership on agricultural heritage was launched by FAO in 2002. It aims to identify, support, and conserve important agricultural systems and biodiversity to be inherited to the next generation. Since six sites was designated as a GIS site at this forum, bringing about a total of 25 GIS designated sites in 11 countries and around the world. GIS respects the coexistence of various types of agriculture and enhances multiple rules of agriculture. It is an effective framework for local communities to promote and vitalize their sustainable agriculture, forestry, and fisheries on their own initiatives. Communities very often rediscover their great value and regain their self-confidence and vitality by the GIS designations. I'd like to make this opportunity to introduce recent development in Japan's agriculture policies. Since the inaugurations of the Abe cabinet last December, Japan has been making efforts in reviving our economy, while our rural society faces a number of challenges, including shrinking and aging agricultural population, as well as increasing abundant farmlands. Having re-examined these circumstances to make agriculture, forestry, and fisheries as a new growing industry, we have outlined a new strategy. In particular, we endeavor to strengthen the production side and improve producer-consumer value chains while increasing demands for agricultural products. Last but not least, we intend to contribute to the ensuring food security not only nationally but also globally by supporting developing countries' efforts as the second largest donor in the agricultural sector, promoting the principle for responsible agricultural investment and implementing initiatives that enhance coexistence of various types of agriculture, such as GIS. Thank you.